Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. How you doing? It's the Late Night Girls. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back and happy Tuesday. I'm your girl, Marita.
And this is Jen Mateo. Marita, can you hear me good?
Right. I can hear you. Yes.
Great, great, great.
Almost pet somebody else in for a minute.
Guest host.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's a wonderful night. It's a little chilly out, but, you know, it's all right. It's all right. It's all good. Sunday we seen some snow. I just want to put that out there real quick.
Oh, my
goodness.
There was
snow already in Connecticut. And I act like I was a little slow. Like, I was like, no, that's not snow. No. Nope. I was like, Trinidad, that rain? He was like, no, Mom, it's snow. You know, making me feel all stupid. Like, I was like, oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I guess that was snow. All right. So, yeah, I was not happy to see that. But then the very next day, the sun was out. Well, actually, later on, the sun came out. It was still very cold, but the sun was out. It was like this, supposed to be this freeze warning. And then today, like, it's been
freeze warning.
All right. It actually wasn't that cold out today. So, you know, yeah.
No, today was kind of cool.
I mean, are you looking forward to this cold weather? I know I'm not.
No, I can't stand it. I really, really, really do not like cold. But,
yeah.
You know, you get to wear your full jackets and your boots and whatever. But I'm still not ready for that. But
that is the only thing that I like, the fall fashion. That is the only thing. Yeah.
So girly. But,
oh, my God. But anyway, you know, we've got a lot of things to talk about, some exciting new things. This is our big announcement show. Yes, our big announcement show. So make sure send the link to all your friends and spread the word and make sure that they are tuning in. We're going to share our announcement in just a few. The Late Night Girl special announcement. Yes, what could it be? What could it be? Woo! Oh, my God. So what's been going on in the world today? There's a lot of different things happening. There's a debate, blah. don't know what's going to happen with that, with the elections and all that coming up. Have no clue.
Well, Trump ain't winner, hopefully, that's for sure. that went crazy.
Not.
But you know, something I did want to discuss, remember that boy that was arrested in Texas for bringing a homemade clock to school?
Yeah.
And, you know, they say the teacher overreacted. They made a huge thing about it. Even Obama, like, chimed in on Twitter and said that he's welcome to come to the White House. So, actually, he did go for astronomy night, something like that. Man, I know I'm naming it wrong, but it's some kind of science night that they had at the White House this past weekend, and he was there, and he met the president and everything. Now, here's my thing. So many people are making comments on this, and I just want to say, has anyone seen this clock? Because I know, like, me and Marina, we went in, we were like, you know, what did it look like, at least? And we went in, and we looked at it, and people, it looks like a bomb. It actually looks like a bomb.
It has a timer.
It has all these wires, and it's connected to some type of thing. And he had it in, like, some type of a suitcase. So it's like, wait a second, it looks like a freaking bomb. Like, I would have made the same assumption. And they're, like, praising this boy. Exactly. They're praising this boy, and then the teacher's getting reprimanded. for, like, being racist. Everything is, like, racist these days. No, she's not racist. She was careful because anyone with two eyes could see thing does not look like a cock. It looks
exactly.
like a bug. And it wasn't funny project or anything. Mm-hmm.
No, no. And everywhere in New York City says, if you see something, say something.
Right, right. So
that will always
like so
forever
crazy.
Be in my head, always.
I know, right? They have it everywhere.
Okay,
that was a great campaign because everyone thinks about that now.
No,
but yeah.
For real. That is
so
just,
I just
crazy.
It is. People are so, they're so easy to, like, jump on any bandwagon without getting the information, without getting the proper information and the accurate information, like, everyone's jumping on this teacher. The cock looks like a bomb, people. It looks nothing like a cock, not even in the slightest way. So it's like, you know, I just
not
don't know what's going on with the society.
Oh my
it's
god!
Like a cock. It looks like a bomb.
These people, I don't know. I think they just didn't want to see it. Like they knew what it was, but they're like, oh no, this is a child from, you know. Was it? He's Muslim or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to start Muslim. No racial issue. Let's just praise him for what he just made. What? We got to be a black boy to come in there with that same thing.
And he.
Oh, that's
oh,
a bomb.
And he just moved. Right, let him be a black boy. He's a bomb. He's a menace to society. He's a threat to society. But, you know, he just moved to the Middle East. That was another article that was on. He just moved to
Wait,
the Middle
what?
East.
What? He just moved
yeah.
to... He's helping them make a bomb.
To join ISIS. Now you're being racist, Marina. No. He's joining ISIS, people, and it actually was a bomb. And no, I'm kidding. But, like,
all
just
right.
think about it. Actually have joined ISIS and like went overseas to join ISIS. It started here in America. You know, it was like kids here from America, regular kids that just, I don't know why they decided to join ISIS. And they're like, everyone's running to like Syria and Turkey and all these different countries to be terrorists. Americans.
I mean,
Americans are doing this.
What were they offered, you know, to do so?
You know,
like,
they probably fed
know.
Into
like,
the propaganda and, like, who knows? I have no idea. And I haven't been solicited, so I don't know what they're doing these kids. I'm not attractive enough to them, you know. But it's just ridiculous what this world is coming to. Like,
it
really is. With things.
I don't know. But like you said, everything is racial these days, whatever. But dang, there was something else. I'm just trying to think. Oh, they were even talking about, I was listening to the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and they were even saying this morning that, like, one of the people that, she got kicked off the show. She was the last black girl to get kicked off the show, and she had a beautiful voice, and Pharrell decided to pick somebody else. But none of the other judges, like, picked her to end up keeping her, because they said sometimes when they kick somebody off, they'll take somebody and give them a second shot, but nobody gave her a second chance. And even she had one of the most beautiful voices, they say. But they were like, they think it was a racial thing because they didn't think that she would be, because she was black and she wanted a gospel singer, that she would be marketable enough. And that could be a possibility.
Possibly. But. I don't know the whole thing if she was black. Maybe the gospel thing wasn't, they didn't see it as marketable enough. And that's the problem right there. Like, if she has a great voice and she's singing gospel, then she will be noticed for her great voice no matter what she's singing. But they're just
right.
not looking that deep into it. That's,
yeah.
that's just sad.
It is very sad. But, hey, you know what? I always say this. I don't think that times are going to get better. History is repeating itself. And that's just how I feel. We are reliving some of the times where back in the streets, back in slavery days, black people were getting killed in the streets and getting away with it. And it's happening again today. So, bam, unfortunately, but it's the truth. And I don't know if it's going to stop or get any better. That's all I got to say about that, folks.
just some a quick last point on that. Did you hear about this young man in Florida that he's a church drummer and a musician, and he was coming back from a gig around like 3 a.m. His car stopped on the side of the road, and this off-duty police officer in plain clothes pulled over to try to help him. And as the guy, which is a black guy, was walking over to him, the off-duty police officer took his gun out and just killed him. And they asked him, you know, why did you shoot? He said he was coming at him violently with a weapon. What? You stepped over to help him. I'm sure he was glad that you stopped coming to attack you. And the guy was a Christian church man. He was like, played the drums in the church, and probably the only weapon he saw was a tire iron or something. Maybe he had that in his hand.
My God.
He's going to freak out. You know, and this poor guy is dead now. And now they're investigating it.
And he ain't going to get nothing. He ain't going to get nothing. Ain't nothing going to happen to him. That's going to be the crazy part. He ain't going to get reprimanded. Mm-hmm. He might get a slap on the wrist, but so many of these white cops are getting away with this.
You know what?
You know, right. This is showing that, and this is making, like, many young African-American boys think, like, my life ain't worth nothing. These cops don't care for me anyway. And then I'm thinking, like, that could have been Trent. Oh, and then I was even reading this article, because I'm kind of slow on this one. I was like, I don't remember this happening. But the whole reason, like, these gun laws had started and this big fuss about the 12-year-old boy, you probably know about this, the 12-year-old boy that was playing, like, with a fake gun in the playground. And then he got shot. The police shot him while they were in the car.
Yeah.
They didn't even get out. The police, like, from their car shot a 12-year-old boy. And I'm like, and first of all, they said that all toy guns have like a red thing or a red cap or something so they could know that. So shouldn't police know that? So they was like, oh, no, we didn't
but
know.
I
but
think
somebody had called and said that a boy was playing with a gun in the yard or something like that.
Yeah, but
I'm
think
like,
he took the red piece off the car. He took the red piece off the fake gun. I think that was an issue with that, too. Yeah, but
so,
they shouldn't have shot him. Like, at least try to confront him and see what's going on.
A 12-year-old keeps a kid.
Yeah, but and then there was another incident. Last one. There's another incident where this guy just went crazy. He was by a store, and the store owner called the police on him. He had like a knife, threatening people, but he was going crazy. So the cops went, you know, to see what was going on, and they just probably were like screaming at him, and he didn't put the knife down. They just shot him. Why is that your go-to thing? Like, okay, the guy is crazy, obviously, mentally disturbed. He's running around with a knife and whatever, and he is threatening. Maybe he did come after them. But that's why they have stun guns, right? Just stink him. Like,
you know what?
It's a knife and a gun.
Totally two different things. I mean, they might get cut a little bit, okay, but still, they ain't going to die. Listen,
I could see a threatening, but still.
But there has been, I've seen an incident where another white guy has done something similar to that, had a knife in his hand. Matter of fact, no, he had a gun in his hand. Yep, I remember. This was last year he had a gun. I was watching something like on Cops or whatever.
Yeah.
One of those shows on TV. The police were like, sir, we're going to need you to stop. We're going to need you to put this down. Like, not once did they pull out their gun and try to shoot him. White guy. When I'm telling you he wasn't listening to nothing they were saying and he was resisting,
it was a double standard.
I was like, when is the gun coming out? When are they going to shoot him down? When are we going to watch him die right now on TV? Not one freaking gun pulled out at all. They're like, sir, we're warning you. We're telling you. I'm like, hold up now. Something's just not right.
It's clearly a double standard. No, it's true.
I don't really like to talk
about racism,
standard.
But it's so true. There was another video.
I know. This show was all about tonight.
No, it's not. One last one, but these two guys were arguing. It was like a white guy and a black guy. The white guy was with his wife, and the black guy was with his wife. And they were in a parking lot, and the white guy was the one who was the aggressor arguing with the black guy. And they end up getting into a fight, but the white guy started it. And the cops, someone called the cops, and the cops came. The cops came, grabbed the black guy, slammed him on the floor, and started to arrest him. the white guy, they just pushed him to the side. They were like, are you okay? Are you okay? And I was like, wait a second. Wait a second. He started this, you know? And,
oh, my God.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
Craziness, craziness, craziness! But anyway, folks, listen. So, you know, we've got some special news coming up. We just want to say, first, you know, change is great. Change is exciting. And, you know, if you aren't changing, especially for the better, then there is definitely an issue. And I talked about this a little bit on the last show, Jen, while you were away, having some fun somewhere in the sun. And so, you know, I really do think that, that, you know, there is a time, there's a season, a reason, and a lifetime for people, for friends, for assignments that you have, for your journey, for different chapters in your life. And, you know, this, doing this show, how long have we been doing this show? For what? Like,
has it been, it's been 2 years or 3 years?
No, it's been like 3 years. It might even be four.
Yeah, 3 years.
It might even be four. And I'm trying to go back and look now.
Yeah.
If we go back to the episodes and see when we did the very first one. You know, there's some history here, folks. We've done a lot. We've done it for a while on a consistent basis. We took a little break for like a month once or twice. Well, maybe 2 months. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
2011.
It's been
4 years. Wow. It
has been 4 years.
Wow. That's crazy.
I know, right?
I remember the first night we did it was on my daughter's birthday, and it was a hurricane outside, Hurricane Irene, and I just looked it up, and it was Sunday, August 28th, 2011. Oh,
really?
No, that's wrong then. Because that's wrong because we don't broadcast on a Sunday.
No, you know what? That very, very first episode might have been me. Might have been me by myself because I did like one show even before me and you started. I did like one recording. So that next one is both of us, should be both of us.
Okay, maybe, I think it was 2011, but we'll double check, guys. We'll double check.
Yeah, but
I think
it's
been a long time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't even do it right. But listen, so the point is, people, you know, we are getting ready to close out this chapter of our lives, of our partnership with this in particular.
Right.
Okay? Oh, my gosh, girl, I'm looking even back. No, Jen. Late night, girly girl, our debut. Oh, that one was me. So, no, August 29, 2011 was our very first show. It's his debut episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember the hurricane. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yes,
wow,
guys,
we did
Kayla's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
It doesn't even feel like it's that long. Wow.
You know what? Because we've been having fun with it. It's been fun. It really has been.
That's
so
right.
We are going to be closing out and starting new ventures, a new journey.
Right.
Next week will be our show finale for the Late Night Girls. Don't know what we'll be doing in the future. There's a possibility. I mean, who knows? We could be doing radio again in the future. But you know what? It's time to make room for new things, new opportunities. And it's especially exciting for us. So we both are focusing on greater things. And, you know, it's all about progress. It's all about doing better, doing more for yourself, for your business, what's best for everyone as a whole. Right, Jen? And, yeah,
absolutely.
So that's our big announcement.
Yay!
Right?
Woo! But there's so
have
much more that we're doing.
Definitely. So one
you
of the things that I want you guys to check out, and we'll repeat this on our last show for next week, follow the Style Factory CT on Instagram and Facebook. Please do that. The Style Factory CT. That's it. Follow that for some daily style inspiration, products coming soon. That's just a little bit of what you can expect. But definitely follow the Style Factory CT. Jen and I have partnered up to work on that. And we just got a text from someone saying, no late night girls, OMG. Yeah, no late night girls.
We'll miss you guys. Yeah, but, you know, when one door closes, another door opens. And there's so much more that we're doing, separately and together, that, you know, we just need more time to grow. So this is a positive, guys. This is, like, such a great thing for us, for all of us.
Yeah.
So definitely don't forget to follow us. Don't forget to follow Marita and the Style Factory.
Yeah.
And we'll give you all that information as well.
And you know what? Like, this has actually been a great stepping stone for us. We've met so many people during this show. We've interviewed some great people. We've made some really good contacts during the show. And so, like, we made a lot of progress, you know, from when we first started 4 years ago. Definitely.
Right.
And so, like you said, it's not a sad thing. It's a great thing. This has been a stepping stone
right.
for other opportunities and other doors to open. So I'm excited about what's to come. And, you know, we'll tell you even more on next Tuesday. So please be sure to tune in to the very next show. And we're gonna play some clips and talk about, you know, some of the top shows that we've had in the past, people. And, yeah, it's going to be cool, especially for those of you that have tuned into us at a later time and just got to know us this year. I know. But you can hear some of the stuff we've done in the past. And it's going to be really cool. But listen, we're going to play a quick song. I'm going to play my girl Elise, These Arms, straight from Connecticut. Yeah. And let's see. Oh, you know where you got those songs that, like, have a slow start? I thought I clicked it in time. There we go. Here's Elise, These Arms. We'll be right back. Late night, girl.
Can reach this artery on rose. I can't breathe. I'm blind, I can't see why you would turn away. My soul can't take this pain. You left with so much at stake. Will I ever trust you again? Should you ever?
Oh,
All right, folks, that is Elise V's Arms. Yeah, yeah. We have some great Connecticut artists here. Actually, if you are in the area, TCE Entertainment is having their talent show this Friday at 7 p.m. at Hill House High School. So check them out. I am not going to be able to watch this. What is what? Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it because I will be in the city this Friday. So good luck to all of you performers out there. Woohoo! And let's see. Oh, I'm going to see the play this Sunday. Jen, I wish you could make it with me. The Things Your Man Won't Do with Terry Vaughn, Alan Payne, and a couple other people. I have two free tickets. I am going, and I'm taking my girl Cynthia. Yes, yes, yes. Jen, are
all
you
right.
with me, baby? Oh, okay.
I'm here.
All right. So, I know. I wish you could. I wish you could be there, but too bad you can't come to this one.
Why are you making me so sad? So bad. Like, no, you can't come, Jen. Sorry.
No. I wish you could come. I really do. But I know you have other
plans. It's okay. I got company coming over, and I'd rather be with them anyway. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh,
like, we're going to come see you anyway, so.
Company.
My baby. It is the second to last show. I don't
you
care.
Guys. Wait, are you working? We'll have to talk about this offline. Like, you know, definitely. Yeah, because I need to see what's up with that. Yeah, the schedule on Friday. Because Jimmy Kimmel, folks, I'm going to Jimmy Kimmel. I'm happy about that. Jimmy Kimmel Live. Going to be in a live taping in Brooklyn. So,
that sounds like fun. His show is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, the Minority Report. Me and my crew, my co-hosts, we're actually going together. It's going to be like a team building exercise. We're going to chill out, hang out in the city, and go to a live taping together, and then do some other stuff afterwards. So it's going to be a fun Friday. Yay, no work for me. Love those days. I love it. So, y'all, make sure y'all follow the Style Factory CT. Follow me on Instagram. What is my Instagram handle? Oh, Marita B. M-E-R-I-E-T-A-B. Marita B.
Get it right.
And then follow Jen Mateo. Is it Jen Mateo 1?
Yep, at Jen Mateo 1.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, y'all, you know, hopefully you'll be listening to our very last show because it's going to be super duper awesome. We'll extend it just a little bit. And, I mean, it's like I'm excited, but I am kind of sad because I'm gonna be like, oh, what am I going to do on Tuesday? Oh, maybe I'll go to Bible study like I was supposed to.
There you go.
There I go. Lord knows I needed that Bible study. That's what it was. But anyway.
I'm super excited about everything that's happening. So this is good, guys.
Yeah, definitely good. So we're going to end it as usual. If nobody told you that they loved you on today or this week, just know that we love you. Yes, we do, right here on the Late Night Girls, and we always will. Even after the show ends, we're going to love you no matter what. But more importantly, God does too. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. Have a wonderful and fantabulous week, my darling. And we will hear from you on next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks.
Don't miss it. Bye, guys.
Yeah.